the rest of the story. Every schoolchild knows of the hardship suffered by General George Washington and his men at Valley Forge. Indeed, American morale sank to its lowest of the Revolution during that one bitter winter. There was in the soldiers' midst, however, one shining example of gallantry and strength, one whose courage and good humor helped pull the troops through their toughest hours. Her name was Catherine Littlefield Greene. Yes, there was a woman at Valley Forge, Kitty, as she was called, the wife of young Major General Nathaniel Greene. And after the war, their contribution to American independence was rewarded with an estate, a Georgia plantation on the Savannah River, a new home for the still young veteran and his brave bride. It was called Mulberry Grove. General Greene was retired only 9 months, however, before his death at the age of 43. Kitty is now 31. A widow with five small children to rear and a plantation to run. But gallant Kitty faced her grief and her challenges with characteristic courage, and in time Mulberry Grove became a gathering place for the gracious, the refined, the intellectual, the influential. Kitty spent her summers in Newport, Rhode Island, quite a long boat ride between Newport and Savannah in those days. But I mention this because in the autumn of 1792, when Kitty was returning home to Newport, her traveling companion was a young man who had just graduated Yale. He'd been engaged as a tutor for a family who lived not far from Kitty's plantation. What he really wanted to do was to practice law. Well, the reserved, somewhat serious-minded young New Englander amused high-spirited Kitty, perhaps as much as her effervescence astonished him. And that was the beginning of a lifelong friendship. For when the boat arrived in Savannah, the young gentleman learned that his prospective employer had hired another tutor. He had journeyed all the way to Georgia for nothing. Kitty felt sorry for him and invited him to be her house guest at Mulberry Grove, and he accepted. It would be the ideal environment in which to read his law books, she said, but this is the rest of the story. One day, Kitty complained that her needlework frame was broken. The aspiring attorney overheard and decided to surprise his hostess with a new needlework frame. Skilled with tools, he would design and construct it himself, and he did, and he presented it to Kitty, and Kitty was more than grateful. She was astounded. The design was so original, she exclaimed, and the quality of the workmanship was much improved, and from then on, Kitty Greene bragged to everybody who would listen about her talented house guest. So mechanically inclined, she declared, that he could do anything. And that's how it all began. Kitty's dinner guests one evening were several local planters. They were lamenting the unprofitability of green seed cotton because it was so tedious separating the cotton from the seeds. If only somebody could invent a machine to facilitate the task. And immediately Kitty suggested that her young house guest, the lawyer, was capable of creating such a machine. What he wanted to be was a lawyer. He had never seen a cotton bowl in his life, and yet Kitty insisted, and to please his generous hostess, he said he would try to build the machine which she wanted. She provided the tools and the materials he needed, and she provided her own very special brand of Valley Forge encouragement and enthusiasm, and he, thus inspired, did succeed. In school, you were taught that Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin. Indeed, he did. Only now you know the rest of the story.